How do you shift from being an emotional blinded person to becoming level-headed? How do you feel whenever you are misinterpreted or misunderstood? How do you manage your self-control in terms of actions, feelings, and emotions? Hi, I'm Luna, and you're listening to Late Nights by Luna Manila. If you are new to this podcast, one of our goals is to spread and build awareness by interviewing people who are experts in their field and passionate about their advocacies. If you want to learn and to unlearn, this is your podcast. We are doing a series of episodes about confidence in every aspect of life. The last episode was about building confidence from life's experiences with Mafi Yunan Velasco. And on that episode, we touched on the topic of authenticity, imposter syndrome, and cancel culture. If you want to listen to that podcast episode, it's also available on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about level-headedness and self-assurance. How to find confidence in your own ability and character. How much faith do you have in your strengths? Do you trust yourself with your abilities? Our guest today is known for being successful in fulfilling her personal and professional goals. With 16 years of experience managing people globally, she has worked in several companies serving US and UK clients in the financial telecommunications industries and currently working at Thomson Reuters Philippines as a sales operations manager for legal and tax and accounting business. Listen to this episode with Pam Oyales if you want to get some tips on how to become confident in your abilities and character.
Hi! I just want to say this is exciting. This is the first time I'm doing something like this. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just excited about it.
Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila.
Thank you for having me. Oh, I practiced
that. Of course. And hello, everyone. Again, before we start, I just want to let everyone know that our topic today will be focusing on confidence, you know, level-headedness and finding confidence in your own ability and character. Yeah, so again, just like what I mentioned in my intro, the reason why I invited you for this episode is because I know you are one of the people that I know na when it comes to your personal and professional goals, eh, talagang ina-achieve mo tong mga to. And I want to know your secret. And I want to start by asking you about what is your definition of an independent living or being an independent person?
I think everybody has the same definition of, you know, independence. And I have the same, which is being able to provide for yourself. It doesn't necessarily mean na hindi ka hihingi ng tulong sa ibang tao. You know, there are still aspects of your life na for sure hindi mo pa namamaster, hindi ka pa self-sufficient, but it's just, you know, understanding what you need and what you want and being able to prioritize you know, things, all the things that you want. So if you're able to identify those and, you know, kaya mong panindigan, kaya mong i-provide for yourself. And when you know when the right time is to ask for help, ang daming elements actually, you know, parang actually hindi pala siya simple, ano, simple definition. Pero hindi lang siya basta, hindi, mag-isa ako, kaya kong bilhin ang gusto ko, kaya kong pakainin ng sarili ko, kaya kong bayaran ang mga bills ko. It's not just that. It's knowing also, it's important to know kung kailan ka kailangan humingi ng tulong. So I think
yun,
that's independence for me. This is a very diverse question.
wala pa yung world peace. And the reason why I ask that is because there are misconceptions when it comes to being independent, you know, independent living. Maraming ang una kasing misconception doon ay if you're living alone then you are being independent. But for me, no, it's even if you live with your parents, even if you live with, you know, whoever, you know, friends, relatives, being independent is about making your own decisions, you know, being self-reliant, diba?
Yeah.
Yun siya. Can you tell me about the first time that you became self-reliant? Was it, like, how did you develop it? Was it a self-choice or did the situation call for it?
Objectively speaking, it started immediately after I graduated from college. And that was, sige sabihin na natin, 2003. So I graduated March, as early as May. I found a job na. And June, before I even started, no, actually your first few weeks, uwian pa ako, and we're talking about Libis, Quezon City, and Cavite City. So you can imagine kung paano ko ginawa yun. Hindi ko na rin matandaan paano ginawa. So it's partly because of the circumstance na practicality, you know, kailangan makahanap ako. So that was when, yung actual time that I you know, moved out of our house. It wasn't an easy conversation with my mom because I was living with my mom, but you know, she understood. But I guess what helped me make that an easier decision for myself too is that growing up, kasi we have been, you know, parang we were raised to be independent. Without going into too much details, I was raised by a single parent. My mom, actually, we're four in the family. We were raised by my mom, and so you can just imagine she was, you know, working. She had to work. She had to provide for us. And then, kami apat na magkakapatid, we were, you know, doing all the chores in the house. Lahat. Talagang, kumbaga, na-instill yung kailangan mong gawin to in order to get to, you know, parang to get by. Parang ganun. Yun nga, fast forward, nung actual time that, okay, nakahanap na akong trabaho, malayo siya, I asked, actually, hindi ko na nga sinabi. Ay, hindi ako nagtanong. Sinabi ko na I have to find a place near sa trabaho. And yeah, yun yung parang turning point. Kumbaga, nothing dramatic naman. Pero at the time, just to share, no, I was living, I mean, the place I found was a bed spacer lang ako sa Cubao. As in, hindi ko na, basta, I cannot imagine paano ko nagawa yun, pero ang galing na bed spacer. And then I moved to my, ano, one of my relatives' house for a few years. And then, after noon, siguro parang mga fourth year ko na nag-work, that's when I moved out na talagang, una, room muna, and then apartment, and then, yun. So, right now, I'm still living, I'm renting my own place.
Oo, ang tagal na. Ang tagal mo na rin talagang, you know, independently living. So, it started sa family rin talaga.
Malaking factor yun.
Totoo yun, yun yung sinasabi ko na ang pagiging independent, hindi lang siya yung pag umalis ka na ng bahay, you know, when you're living alone, you can be independent living with other people.
In the same house. Hindi siya yung ano, literal na mag-isa ka lang.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, knowing that kailangan mo nang to provide for yourself. I mean, right. Generally speaking.
Yeah. I remember, ako naman, I started living independently when I was around, I think, 16? Or, was it? Basta parang mga third year college. Yan. Nung parang so nag-start na, na sinabi na ng ate ko na parang, sige na, no, parang, okay, bayad yung monthly sa school, mga ganyan-ganyan, so may monthly allowances ka. And then, ganun din, nag-start din ako from living with mga college friends, na bed space, ganyan, nag-evolve na siya na, okay, mag-isa na lang ako kasi mas gusto ko palang mag-isa. And along that journey, again, you're right, it wasn't easy. Kasi sa journey na yon, ang dami mong natututunan na parang, hindi pala ako okay ng maraming bisita sa bahay na, di ba, yung mga ganon, yung, ayoko pala ng every Saturday night, parang may inuman dito sa bahay, hindi ko pala gusto na parang hindi nagpapaalam yung housemate ko kapag may bisita siya, hindi ko pala, nagsistart yung mga nalalaman mo, nadidiscover mo kung ano yung mga gusto mo, kung ano yung mga ayaw mo pagdating sa bahay, di ba? Even yung, aesthetic ng tinitirahan mo eh. Doon siya nagsistart eh, di ba? Yung pagiging OC mo sa bahay, yung yung routines na nakikreate mo along the way, di ba?
You're growing, like literally and figuratively. You learn more about yourself. You are developing into a, well, hopefully a better person, no? Pero parang, I think, holistically speaking, you're just learning more about yourself, through experience, and yun nga, inside mo the little things na from aesthetics to ano yung mga gusto mo sa kasama. And that's why ako, I'm a proponent of, you know, ganitong lifestyle. That, you know, nothing against people who, you know, who needs to live or has to live or chooses to live with their parents, relatives, or whoever. But kumbaga, if there's one good thing about, you know, independent living in the context that we're talking about, na nakabukod ka, it's really, learning more about yourself. Actually, things that sometimes hindi mo naisip, ah, matututunan ko pala ito, yung parang ganun.
Exactly. Even with your journey sa pagdating sa ibang mga tao, matututunan mo yung mga, ah, okay, so I wanna be like this so person. True. I am inspired by this person. I don't wanna be like this so person. True. Yung experiences ng ibang mga tao, nakukuha mo rin yun na parang, do I wanna experience that? Or parang, yung mga tipong ganun, it's all part of the journey. Now, I wanna ask you, no, kasi syempre when we're younger, syempre, ano tayo, emotional about, you know, making decisions in life. Yeah. And aside from us being a Scorpio, pero wag natin gamitin yon dahil minsan Susan lang talaga tayo or Karen lang tayo, dalawa. But, alam mo, I just wanna let everyone know, no, na Pam talaga is, you are one of the person na I know that is level-headed, not only at work, but matagal na tayong magkaibigan. And whenever you give me an advice, talagang kalmado ka eh, na may mga tanong na, okay, so alam mo, minsan sabihin ako sa inyo, parang, ito nga, alam mo naman ako, minsan may pagka-intense, di ba? So, I remember every time na tinatanong kita, like, okay, so ito yung gusto kong gawin eh, ito yung gusto kong gawin ngayon na, or mga tipong ganyan. Tapos ikaw parang, okay, pero, ano ba ang priority mo? Yung mga tipong gano'n, na parang,
oh, Tito Boy lang. Nandito
ano nga bang priority
ko? Gusto mo sa buhay.
Exactly, di ba? So, marami kang ganun. And as my mentor, I mean, as, di ba, I consider you as one of my mentors professionally and, you know, personally. Yan yung mga natutunan ko sa'yo when giving an advice. You know, you ask questions, you being curious and all that stuff. I wanna know, paano ka dumating doon? Kasi ako, naniniwala ako hanggang ngayon na hindi pa ako ganun ka level-headed pagdating sa mga bagay-bagay. Ang bilis ko pang pitikin ng emosyon. Ikaw, how do you, paano mo ginagawa yun? Paano ka dumating doon? Do you still remember the time na ayoko ng ganito or whatever?
First of all, it's really flattering, you know, what you said about how you see me as a mentor, as a person. So, and I really, really value that. To answer your question, siguro, there are several elements. One is siguro, given the job, my job, like my professional work, I manage people. And yeah. Imagine how, example, sa household mo, nakatira ka sa with your parents. There are three other people in your house na kailangan mo pakisamahan. Diba? From pakikipag-usap to timing ng kailan mo sila kakausapin to lahat. O yung operating dynamic yung sa bahay, di ba? So, imagine that. Imagine mo, ako, part of my job is to do that, although hindi kami 24 hours magkakasama, what, half of our, you know, of our day almost, with what, 12, 15, at one point, 19 different people. Yeah. I don't always get to talk to them, pero, ang laking parang tawag dito, learning experience nung ilang years kong ginagawa yon. Kaya siguro, ako, I won't say I am a master. I mean, I've mastered it. Yung art of knowing, like, when to do this to certain people, ganyan hindi. But, a big chunk of why, like you said, I am able to calm myself, like, get myself together pagdating sa pakikipag-deal sa tao is because of the many experiences I've had from individual conversations to group conversations. Halo-halo eh. Ang dami doon, syempre, masasaya, maraming difficult conversations. And if there was, I can remember two instances in my, 18 years of professional experience that, really struck me pagdating dun sa kailangan kong baguhin yung, ano yung ginagawa ko. There was one time, without getting into a lot of details, basta meron akong rep from many years ago. So, 15 years ago pa. So, I was I was in my early 20s. I was managing people. And then, yung time na yon, alam ko lang ha, in terms of like how I see myself, feeling ko ang galing-galing ko. Yun. Talagang, I was so...
Were you arrogant, confident. Would you say?
I was arrogant.
Arrogant? Yes. Kasi confidence.
Now that I look back, hindi lang ako confident. I was arrogant.
Arrogant. Yeah.
So many things that I had that I could do, that I thought I could do. So, yun ako. And then I was young, then wala pa kang masyadong experience. So, all that, merong isang instance na I had this confrontation with the rep na, again, arrogant nga eh. Mm-hmm. I know that I was, paano ko ba sabihin? Parang, nung nag-usap, may pinag-uusapan kami na naging condescending ako. Because, and now I can say this, kasi nung nag-introspect na ako, I wasn't seeing her as a, ano tawag ito? Hindi ko masabi yung right word eh, pero,
just say it.
Minamata ko siya, parang ganun. Because of many things about her, kung ano man yon, kung physical o kung social status, gaya ko, ano man yun. Basta, I wasn't looking at her the same way I was looking at the other reps. For several reasons. And then, that conversation we had, alam kong nararamdaman niya. And ano siya, parang hindi ko expected na lalaban siya. Or parang sumagot siya.
Sasagot.
Oo. And then, basta yung pagkakasagot niya sa akin is, ang dating is, bakit? Akala mo sino ka ba? Parang ganun. And imagine, this was in the realm of nasa loob kayo ng opisina, nasa floor kayo, na maraming nakakarinig. So that time, sobra akong, alam ko ang reaction ko noon was, napahiya ako, kasi narinig ko na sinabi niya kung ano yung mga iniisip ko sa utak ko. And then, that's when it struck me na, syempre hindi right then and there. Nung moment na ginawa niya yun sa akin, una parang, shocks, napahiya ako. TL, ganyan, and all. Pero, that was also the first time na na-practice ko yung composure, like keeping your composure. Kasi, actually, naiyak ako sa galit na dahil hindi ko malabas yung gusto kong sabihin because I was conscious that I was a TL, I was on the floor, and anything I said, babalik.
Will be taken against you.
Yes. So, parang in that span of 15 minutes ba yun, hindi ko na matandaan, sobrang ang halo-halo ng emotions, and then, ang natatandaan ko lang talaga dun is sobra akong na-shocklock dun sa sinabi niya na ang daming nakarinig. And in my mind, hindi ko na nakuha yung yung pride ko na parang gaganti ako kasi napahiya ako. Hindi eh. Talagang nag-ano sa akin na shocks, kinain ako nung sinabi niya na, oo nga, sino ba ako? Who do I think I am? Parang ganun. So, kaya feeling ko, ang dali kong na sa utak ko na, op, get yourself together. Naiiyak na talaga ako nun, pero siguro ang sinabi ko nun was tingin ko hindi ito yung time para pag-usapan natin to. Sige, anong tawag dito? Pag-usapan na lang natin to kapag siguro after a few days or later pa naman. So anyway, that was that first instance na talagang bembang ako ng
Na medyo nagising ka na being arrogant na oo nga
hindi ka kagalingan as in mga ganung words parang hindi ka kagalingan, hindi ka kagandahan, ba't sino ka nga ba, ganun. And then through the course of time unti-unti naging conscious na nga ako na parang hindi lahat ng gusto mo or ng tingin mo yun ang tama. I had that notion na parang kung ano yung style ko, kung sino ko, kung sino yung mga friends ko, kami lang. Yung mga may ganun, talagang napaka-entitled talaga. Hindi ko rin alam kung saan ko nakuha yun, sorry. Pero then there was another instance, was somebody from, somebody you know. So mga 5 years ago yun, na intense yung rep. She was also my direct report.
Yeah.
And then we had this conversation na I had no intentions whatsoever of making her feel like a jit or anything. Basta parang bigla, medyo painit na siya.
Yeah.
Doon ko ulit na practice yung nangyari sa akin nung years back na parang nagagalaiti na ako na sa loob ko na gusto ko nang sagutin na parang basta ang daming gustong sabihin sa utak mo na nothing personal eh. Pero context ng trabaho yung pinag-usapan about trabaho. Pero, since, again, it was in an environment pa niya, ang dami nakakarinig. Doon ako lang.
Paano mo kinakausap yung sarili mo pag ganun? Or paano mo, yung naiintindihan ko na sobrang emotional mo na yung gusto mo na lang nagantihan din kung ano yung sinasabi niya.
Oo, yung patulan.
Oo, diba? And ang hirap nun i-contain, especially kapag yung gusto mo nang sumabog. So, ano yung sinasabi mo sa mind mo?
O yung parang ina-accuse ka of something na alam
mo. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I always go back to, ano kanyang pinagdadaanan nitong taong to? Kasi ako, again, especially noong time na yun, wala akong intention. Ang intention ko lang was parang meron nga lang akong tinanong na, baka pwedeng sa tingin mo ba, kaya mo? Something to that effect. I'm sure baka iba rin yung dating ko sa kanya, ha? Pero ako, yun yung intention ko. And then when you know, parang yung turn of events is parang, huh? Alam mo, ganun yung reaction mo. Ano? And of course, I wasn't, yeah, you know, showing that face. But in my head, madali ko siyang na-process na, oh, hindi naman yun yung ibig ko sabihin. Bakit ganyan ang ibig mo sabihin? And then, dun na ako nagpa-process na, okay, may pinag, it's either bad timing or she's having a bad day or I don't know, may nakausap siya, may nabasa siyang text, whatever. So, and yun yung, tawag dito, first thing that came to my mind na, bakit kaya siya ganun? And then, so yun, and then ako, kung ganun yung, kawali, yung time na yun, parang siguro yung the way I said it, yung delivery, how I articulated myself, the words that I chose, hindi madaling mag-process kasi pinapakinggan ko siya and I'm wanting to address yung mga sinasabi niya. So habang iniisip ko yun, ina-adjust ko yung sarili ko na, okay, mm-hmm, baka naman pam yung mukha mo kasi nga, kita mo naman, di ba?
Yeah.
baka yung mukha mo, so okay, medyo, yeah, adjust mo yung ano yung mukha mo, baka yung body language ko, baka nga yung tono ko.
I have to interrupt you just mabilis lang. Eh, ikaw pa naman, you have this aura and what do you call that?
Parang may aura. Energy ako na ano, na
oo, na parang very
commanding,
strong and powerful, intimidating. Na oo, may ganun ka pa namang katawan. I mean, that's something that you cannot control sa totoo lang. Intimidation, hindi siya nanggagaling from the person. Ang intimidation, yun nga, hindi siya
nagulit ko lang. Sa receiving, hindi siya sa person who's giving, exactly, that energy.
It's from person the person who feels receiving that. Oo, exactly.
And so, there's nothing wrong with that, tama ka.
Ang hirap nun, na iniisip mo yun na parang, oh wait lang, baka naman yung katawan ko, yung language, yung mukha ko. Ang hirap nun, hindi mo masosoften, hindi mo mababago yun eh. Pag ganun yung aura mo eh, ganun yung dating mo eh.
And that's true. It's not easy. But I think, again, being that I'm in this, you know, job ko is,
yeah,
dealing with people and making sure na, ano yun, hindi nga making sure, parang, yun lang, kumbaga yung awareness ko, sobrang taas na dun sa tendencies ko, sa ability ko to, you know, adjust. Kaya, siguro, mas madali na rin sa akin nung time na yun, ha? But again, we're talking about years and years of experience na ang dami kong nakausap na, as in, minsan head-to-head yung usapan.
Yeah.
I'm sure sa mga taong nakapag-manage ang tao, know that na. Ang daming ganun. And ang siguro, one thing that was difficult at the time was that ang daming ibang nakakarinig.
Yeah. And
so, medyo intense nga siya. Tapos yung sabi ko, okay, ganyan. Lumapit ako kasi parang we were siguro 2 meters away from each other. I moved closer and asked, can we take this conversation someplace else or in the room or something like that? I think nandun ka nga yata nung ano. Ewan ko kung natatandaan.
I can't remember.
Okay.
So, daming eksena. Anyway. Joke lang.
Hindi. So, yun lang. Parang yung how I process it, a big chunk is the experience. Pero, like, consciously, if you're aware of your tendencies, mas madali mo siyang makakatch sa utak mo, then mas kaya mong mag-adjust. Hindi madali, pero kaya naman. Especially if ang talagang intention is wala kang intention na to come off strong or to come off commanding. Talagang, ano eh, yung pride, yung iba kasi pwedeng maisip, eh, bakit ako mag-a-adjust? Diba? Mm-hmm. Parang, anong makukuha ko kung ako mag-a-adjust? A lot of people tend to think of it that way. Pero kasi ako, wala akong intention masama. So, wala namang mawala sa akin kung ako yung mag-adjust. So, yun, ako yung nag-a-adjust.
Alam and it takes a certain headspace. Yung self-awareness mo, yung awareness mo dun sa sitwasyon, paano ka pupunta ng mabilisan dun sa space na yun without, di ba, getting out of, you know, just getting out of that emotional na, nung time na yun, na nangyayari na yun. And, yeah, are you gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say, yung emotional part of it, don't get me wrong ha, hindi naman nawawala eh. Like, at the time, may mga binabato siya sa akin na, eh, kasi yan. Siguro mas malakas na naging ability ko to to think of the things of what was happening objectively.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi and one of the things I always think of is anong mapapala ko kung patulang ko to? Will it make me a better person? It's not easy, you know, especially if you're at the moment, but yun nga eh, dahil sa dati meron na nga akong mga pinatulan na salita na parang bumalik sa akin. Alam mo 'yun, yung parang nadala na ako. So yun na, mas kaya ko na nga, oo nga. Wala naman ako mapapala kung patulang ko to. Hayaan ko na siya.
Speaking of, I'm gonna ask you that. Napapunta ako din sa question na to. With your 16 to 18 years of experience, you know, managing people here and you know abroad, kanyan. I'm sure na professionally, merong mga instances, situations that you were misinterpreted, diba? Kasi being a manager, you are expected to be, you know, to act like a manager, you know, on na naka-side sa corporate decisions.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, people are also expecting decisions from you na parang naka-side ka sa kanila. So, mahirap yung sitwasyon being, you know, in that position, yung nasa middle na yung demands from your mga tao, demands from your upper managers, ganyan, directors, whatever. And I know, I remember a situation na hinangaan talaga kita dito na I'm not going to detail it na lang, pero I remember this one time na this person asked for your help dahil medyo nagkaroon ng pagkukulang from her responsibility sa work, and then she asked for your help na baka pwede mo siyang matulungan dahil dun sa lack ng responsibility na yon, and then you did. Pero dahil hindi siya makatiis, she asked for advice from your higher, parang sa manager mo pa. And then the request was declined. Pero ikaw, nagawan mo na ng paraan na okay na, natulungan mo na siya. But because of what she did, parang nalugmok palalo siya, hindi siya natulungan. So, pero never nalaman ng tao na to na the decision to decline her request wasn't from you. Like, it did not come from you. Pero ikaw ang sumalo. Nalaman ko to na after na parang, kasi, syempre, yun nga, may mga impression of you who's this very, you know, strong and independent and intimidating and stuff like that. So, nung kumakalat na tong misinterpretation na to about you, ang taas nung hanga ko sa'yo sa part na yun dahil sinalo mo yun, tas ikaw parang dead makalang, parang ganon. And it's tough eh, kasi normally ang nangyayari, ina-atakihin mo yung sitwasyon na yun eh, because... Well, hindi naman ako yung nag-decline ng request eh. In fact, I helped you. Pero ikaw yung lumabas na masama. Ang question ko, no? How do you control the situation whenever you are misinterpreted or misunderstood? Like, both in the workplace or your relationship with people?
Before I answer, I just want to say for the benefit of those na hindi naintindihan. So let's just say, person A asked for my help. And she wasn't getting response from me, and she thought I wasn't doing anything. Hindi niya alam, ginagawa ko ng paraan in the background.
Fair.
And the reason, and the reason why I did it that is because hindi ako makakommit. So anyways, and then so she took matters into her own hands.
Yeah.
Na basta nag-outsource pa siya ng assistance ganyan. And it ended up na actually ano na absolto na eh.
Yeah,
nagawan ko na ng paraan eh, pero dahil kung saan-saan pa nakarating yung issue ganyan, tuloy wala nasira yung discarte ko. Hindi kumbaga na supersede nung isang decision yung na yung output na nakuha ko na for her. So, So in her mind, in that person's mind, wala akong ginawa. And ang syempre, she really felt bad. And she, I don't know how many people she told that story to and what version she said, pero ang sabi niyo nga, ikaw isa ka sa nagsabi, although meron pa ibang nagsabi na, oh, sabi daw, ganyan-ganyan, parang hindi mo daw ginawa yung trabaho mo as a man, or something to that effect.
Yeah, kasi we talked about that before.
Oh, may konteksto ng ano, trabaho na hindi ko ginawa yung trabaho ko, ganyan-ganyan.
Yeah.
So, yun yung ano niya. So, yun yung summary.
But, nakwento lang to because this is only one of the many examples na... Ito lang yung pinakamalapit na example na pwede kong mabanggit ngayon when it comes to paano mo hinahandle whenever you are misunderstood or mga ganong bagay.
I know, even now, pag yung mga, kala mo naman namin, may bashers. Hindi, parang there are things or stories about me that you know, kung ano-ano about me na naririnig ko or ganyan. Siguro the first thing I think of is how gusto ko bang nagyan ng energy to? Like, do I want to delegate you know, the little energy I have left for myself. And I say little because, you know, you have all, you know, a lot of other things you're doing, right? So do I want to delegate energy, my energy, into this issue, to this person, to this whatever it is? Kasi yun, dun ako ngayon eh, parang especially nag-pandemic or even before pandemic, nung ano, parang wala na nga akong time matulog ng tama. Wala na nga akong time to do some of the things I really like to do. So parang akin, i-reserve ko na lang yung energy ko to the things that really matter to me. Okay? Hindi sa the person or my work does not matter to me. Sobrang confident lang ako na alam ko sa sarili ko, hindi ko intention yon, I meant no harm. And if, tawag dito, if it's gonna do me any good, that's one. If it's gonna do you good, if I did this, or if I exerted energy to that, sige. Pero, minsan kasi, siguro, part dun sa situation na yon was that, parang hindi ko nakita it was going to be, ano, yung the energy I was gonna put in, yung balik niya is parang, hindi naman sa may ROI. Hindi sa worth it. Oh. Pero parang, feeling ko masyado kung idadrag yung issue. That's why I chose to just, you know, let it go. Whatever these people were thinking or saying about me, sure, it's not going to affect me. And ang priority ko kasi at that time is yung mga tao ko that I look after, sila lang. And yeah. Looking at the situation, it wasn't going to do them any good. So I didn't pay attention. I mean, not pay attention. Pero hindi ko siya pinatulan. Mm-hmm. Parang, okay, sige, I will leave her with the thought na hindi ko siya tinulungan. Fine. Sana, alam sa akin, sabi ko na nga, sana, you know, in time, malaman niya kung ano yung totoo talaga, pero hindi yun magagaling sa akin. Kasi,
yeah. Baka sa podcast na ito niya malalaman.
Loka. De, parang yung ano yan eh, parang sabi nga nila, di ba, pag may ginawa kang mabuti, hindi ako sa nagmamagaling, pero pag may ginawa kang mabuti, hindi naman kailangan malaman ng mga taong tinulungan mo ay ng ibang tao na may ginagawa kang mabuti. Nasa sa'yo na yun. Kung ano man yung purpose mo kung bakit mo ginawa yun, alam mo yun, the people involved, or, di ba, alam nila yun. Ngayon, kung other people think otherwise, then wala, ganun talaga eh.
Yeah, what they think of you, sabi nga nila, is really none of your business. Di ba? Most of the time. Huwag mo nang istorbohin nyo kung ano man tingin nila sa'yo.
Tingin na nga nila, hindi ko naman tingin, di ba?
Oo, oh, ikaw naman kasi, charot. Let's talk about self-control. So yung mga sinabi mo ba kanina, ito din yung mga nagpapa-remind sa'yo when it comes to yung self-control mo through, like in terms of actions, yung words, emotions. Would you say that you're a compassionate person, Pam?
I'd like to think I am. Hmm. Wala naman siguro ibang meaning ang word na compassion, diba? Pero I would like to think I am. Siguro hindi lang talaga kita lagi, pero in my heart, I know.
Of course. And ikaw lang naman din talaga ang makakaalam niyan.
That's
diba?
True. That's true.
So, how do you manage your self-control? May iba ka pa bang structure techniques? Like, this is in terms of your actions, yung words mo, pagdating sa emotions, ganyan.
Nothing special, really. It's, I will go back to just having gone through, the experience I've gone through. Mas madali na sa akin yung ano yung priority ko, ano yung gusto kong gawin ngayon, and what matters to me. And then, yun nga, siguro some of the things that I can share na mga madalas nang pumapasok sa utak ko since, you know, nung time na yun years ago na na-shoplock ako is, tingin mo, ako ha, talking to myself, tingin mo, galing mo, hindi ka makagalingan. Alam mo yun, there's always somebody better than you. Again, hindi sa konteksto ng competition, ha? Kasi may mga syempre nagko-compete. Pero, it, generally speaking, if you think that you know things, wait, meron pang ibang mas marunong sa'yo. Both sa, it started sa work. It was, I started developing that mindset sa trabaho. The things that I changed because of that mindset, nakita ko na maganda yung, ano, yung, how it resonated to my reps, to you guys. And, yung nakikita ko na, okay, maganda yung ano, maganda yung feedback nila, they're appreciating it more. Doon, tsaka kumbaga, ano na, naging mas madali na sa akin na i-continue kasi, yun pala, kailangan ko palang baguhin yun para, you know, to get to the
thing. May harmony. May harmony.
Oo, continue naman, di ba? Kasi, yun nga, mas naglaylo ko and all that. So anyways, to answer your question about ano yung tips, yun lang. Ako ha, personally, dahil may arrogance ako, and actually, tindi ng arrogance ko nung mga mas bata-bata pa ako. Yun lang lang yung sinasabi sa sarili ko. Tingin mo magaling ka, hindi. May mas magaling pa sa'yo. And that's not to make you feel defeated, but really, it's to humble yourself. Kasi hindi madali yung ikaw sa sarili magsasabi na, ano ka lang, teka lang, relax ka lang, ganyan. Yeah. Hindi. At saka, ang isa pa sigurong, ano, is, there's this person that I met na siguro sobra akong nabilib sa kanya kasi how he presents himself, o di ba lalaki, kasi nga, how he presents himself, the way he talks, anong tawag dito, kung paano siya, I looked up to that person. I so looked up to him. Pero the way he carried himself in all aspects, napaka, ano nga ng tao, simple lang. And I really admire that about him. So, parang sa ito, hindi ko siguro siya yung inspiration ko, hindi ko alam. Pero, now that we're talking about it, I remember na yun, isa sa mga sigurong reasons why is because I saw that in this person who I looked up to. And sa ito, ganda, maganda tong ano na to. So, parang gusto ko siyang i-emulate, ganyan.
Yeah. Alam mo, I think it's very brave of you to admit na you were arrogant when you were younger. Tapos, and it's a journey eh. Diba? Hindi naman siya laging madali na if you want to emulate the person, diba? Ang bilis lang niya. And yung confidence, you know, trusting your abilities and yung strength mo talaga, yung having faith in your strength, yun yung nagpapahumble talaga sa'yo eh. Diba? Kahit saan ka mapunta, kahit pa merong parang feeling mo mas magaling sa'yo, pero pag may confidence ka, kung sino ka talaga, like deep inside you, it will show not in an arrogant way, but in a manner na very humbling, parang ganun, humble lang. But pero pag nagsalit iba, when you believe in yourself like that.
I'll share one experience that I think might be helpful, no? Before, part ka ng team ko, so wala, okay lang malaman mo na kasi hindi ko na kayo team ngayon.
Sure.
No, before, I feared that someone from my team was going to learn so much from me and that was going to overthrow me. Ganun ako ka-insecure.
Taas ng guard. Would you call it insecure? I think it's your guard.
Ganun ako ka-insecure ako dun sa part na baka tama pa yung word? Ma-kick out ako because somebody better school ako din.
Okay, gets.
And
gets,
I hated the thought that it was going to come from my own. Parang, alam mo, kumbaga yung mga pinakain mo, sila yung mag-aano sa'yo. Yung mag-take over sa'yo. Early times ng PR career ko actually, may ganun akong mindset. And then, yun nga, throughout my experience sa PR, dealing with different types of people, at saka siguro yung culture kasi nga, so word is, walang ma'am sir, walang ma'am sir, diba? Ano lang tayo, we have respect for the people and why, you know, they're in that position, but it does not, you know, tawag dito, promote yung ako to, ikaw yan. Walang ganun. So, because of that culture, it helped me realize na, yun nga, I should change something. And then, I did get this feedback from some of you guys nung sabi niyo na mas nadalilo na ako or mas mabait ba ako. Hindi ko alam. Basta sinabi niyo na mas I'm a better manager and person. Was because I started, ano nga, parang processing sa sarili ko na hindi mo pwedeng panghawakan yung position mo na yan, you know, for as long as you want. You're gonna have to, you know, have part of what I wanted to do then. I realized that part of what I wanted to do was teach, mentor, and be better than me. Parang masyadong, anong tawag dito? Masyadong, parang napaka-noble yun. Napaka-noble mo naman. Gusto mo, mas maungusang ka pa no, ano mo.
Mm-hmm.
But really, ako lang, I just found it in me na alam ko kung ano yung kakayahan ko. I know what I can and cannot do. And kung kaya niyang gawin yan at may magagawa ako to help her, go. I'll be more than happy to. And then also, the experiences I was getting, it felt, parang na-excite ako na parang, oh my gosh, I'm able to talk to these people, get to this, you know, mga sessions and mga training ko na hindi pwedeng ako lang yung magbe-benefit from it. Parang naano ako na hindi kwento ko sa
mga
lahat. I-share ko kasi talagang para mas marami pang ano, mas mag-multiply pa kumbaga yung knowledge, if that makes sense.
Ako naman, when it comes to confidence, ang lagi kong binabalikan is yung creative self ko. Kasi feeling ko, mas confident ako dun sa part na yun eh. Like, sa work, I may not be the best person, which I'm not really that competitive din naman. But every time na parang mapapanghinaan ako ng loob pagdating sa 9 to 5 ko, I always go back to my creativity because I think that's my strength eh. I listen to music, my music, parang ganun. I call it my music eh kasi may mga songs ako, may mga na hindi ko basta-basta sinishare, may mga playlist ako na hindi ko basta-basta sinishare because I wanna keep them na parang mine, parang they're mine, na parang I try to discover music on my own, na parang, yung mga tipong ganun lang na I like challenging myself when it comes to creativity. That's why this podcast, di ba? This podcast, because, you know, skills and whatever. So, dun ako laging bumabalik pagdating sa confidence. I think that's my, ito ang aking mga strengths and abilities.
Hey, you're still listening to Late Nights by Luna Manila. We would like to thank Muffet Saldivar of Sweetest Cakes Makati for sponsoring this episode. Their classic San Serval cake is a must try. It's nutty and the meringue is delicately crisp on the outside and soft on the inside. If you would like to order for your next occasion, follow their Instagram at sweet_escakes_makati or through their Facebook page, Sweetest Cakes Makati. The link is posted on our Instagram and Facebook page.
So, I wanna wrap up this ano na, this episode. Ay, hindi pala I wanna. Actually, hindi. Nag-enjoy pa ako. But, may curious question ako sa'yo. And this question did not come from the talking points that I sent you. But, it's from the, out of this kwentuhan, no? Have you ever asked yourself na, sino ka pag wala yung trabaho mo?
Yes.
Meron na bang ganun? Na, oo. Pag tinanggal yung trabaho mo, sino ka? Sino si Pam?
Very Tito Boy itong question mo na to, ha? And oh, no. this is me really, ano tawag dito, opening up in a sense na I'm still in the process of finding that. Okay? So it's not whole yet. But I am secure enough to say na hindi naman ako super lost. Dahil meron, alam ko na parang yung to answer your question, sino ako, myself, alam ko. Yung part na sinasabi kong hindi buo is the purpose. So there are people in my life that who I know really na ano, I serve a purpose in their lives too, but I just know that it's not whole yet. So
ang ganda.
So very very Tito Boy, pero yun nga. anong tawag dito? Hindi ko pa nabubuo yung kumbaga if I was going to answer that question with my autobiography, hindi pa siya buo.
Ah, ang ganda. And that's very honest in my opinion dahil bihira yung alam mo na agad kung sino ka. Kung meron man na nakakasagot doon ng gano'n na parang,
and that's good, merong iba. Wala,
diba? Meron kasi talagang iba na masasagot yun eh. Pero I think it's very honest na to say na you are still in your journey, diba? Na papunta pa lang doon. And I just want you to know, Pam, that I am very proud of you, where you are right now, yung the things that you discover, where you are, in yung state of mind mo, yung location where you are, I'm really, really proud of you. And I am happy that you are part of my life. So, there you are! Thank you again for joining today. And everyone who joined us, thank you very much. If you have questions, feedback, about this episode, please DM me or Pam or whatever na parang gusto nyong i-share. Na-hit ba yung confidence nyo when it comes to abilities? Or how do you go back to your strength? Or how do you stay confident in this challenging times? There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
Love it. Thank you.
Enjoy your Saturday night, Pam.
I will. You too.
All right. Thanks. Thank you everyone for joining. Have a
Thanks,
good night.
Guys.
Bye-bye, Pam.
All right, everyone, I want to hear your thoughts. Let me know what you think about this episode. How do you handle difficult situations with confidence? This has been your host, Luna. Thank you all for listening.